And welcome back. It's peanut buttery, it's chocolatey, it's the flavor merger America craved. That's right, the Peanut Butter Group and Chocolatey Corp have become one. With Chocolatey Corp bringing indulgence to the table and Peanut Butter's eat-anytime ability, it's easy to see how their Jif peanut butter and chocolate-flavored spread will revolutionize snacking. One stock trader even told me, and I quote, "Normally I just buy and sell, but this I'm going to eat." Experience the Jif PBC hype today.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Delhi Decoded. I'm Pritika Khanna, a journalist with Mint, and I'm back with your weekly update from the national capital. We're in some unprecedented times where life or normal has a whole new meaning altogether. After weeks of a stringent lockdown, we're finally seeing some relaxations in the strict rules that were enforced for the past 2 months. This, even as cases across the country continue to see a spike. Before we start off, I would like to apologize if there are any background noises. I'm still recording from home and using my phone to do so. In the fourth phase of lockdown, the central government has eased restrictions and paved way for the opening up of cities and the economy. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal had also been pushing for the economy to open. The ease in restrictions has also brought back public transport, including autos, e-rickshaws, cabs, and buses back on the street. Of course, these have been brought back keeping social distancing measures in mind. The relaxations have also made way for those in the informal sector to head back to work, whose livelihoods were most affected by the lockdown. While the second phase of lockdown allowed plumbers and electricians to head back to work, in the third phase, the government allowed household help to return to work. Initially, a challenge for them to return to work was missing public transport vehicles from roads. Now, in the fourth phase, public transport has been resumed in most states. However, the enforcement of the lockdown has brought forth a new authority, and this is not just in Delhi but across the country. Resident Welfare Associations, or RWAs, have come on the forefront as the implementation agencies for the guidelines issued by the central and state governments. Speaking to people for a story published in Mint, I realized that even as the government had eased restrictions, RWAs were very, very apprehensive in implementing them. RWAs are responsible for the day-to-day functioning of housing societies and complexes and are compulsory under the Real Estate Act. They, under normal circumstances, are the bridge between the local elected representatives and the residents of the area. They don't have any statutory or policing powers, however. For 29-year-old Rishant Lodha, a resident of an apartment complex in Noida, which is part of the National Capital Region, entry for any outsiders, including household help, electricians, plumbers, has all been stopped since 25th March. When he had to call an electrician to get his air conditioner fixed, he had to wait for permission from his RWA. Our RWA held an online poll after which a decision was taken not to allow any household help into the complex. Since 25th March, no one has been allowed to enter the society. After a lot of discussion, electricians were allowed for 2 hours once a week in May. This was causing a lot of inconvenience to residents, he said. The apartment complex is now allowing household help, but those calling have to sign a memorandum. 70-year-old Sunita Mehrotra, a resident of an apartment complex in Gurgaon, also a part of the National Capital Region, could not get essential supplies delivered by her relatives till her doorstep. The strict rules ensured that her relatives did not get entry into the building, making it difficult for the senior citizen. According to the guidelines issued by the Gautam Buddha Nagar authorities on 4th May, RWAs were given the authority to take a decision on entry of household help after consulting their respective residents whether to allow, not allow, allow with conditions. The notification asked RWAs to ensure that they must come from non-containment zones, can only work in one household, and that necessary arrangements for scanning are taking place. Explaining the role and powers of an RWA, Gurpreet Bindra, president of the Vasant Vihar Welfare Association in Delhi, said that an RWA is a democratically elected body and the member does only voluntary work. He said, it is a bridge between the colony and the elected representatives. These are extraordinary times and the role of the association is not a traditional one. RWA is not a policing organization. There are no statutory powers that a RWA has. It's not a lawmaking body. Social media is filled with messages to authorities asking for intervention as the RWAs enforce strict norms across states. Some RWAs in Bengaluru have enforced strict entry and exit timings for household help. Those in violation have to face arbitrary rules which also include suspension of entry and confiscation of their Aadhaar card. That's all from me this week.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You probably know you need life insurance, but you worry you'll have to deal with long applications, expensive premiums, and medical exams. Introducing EthosLife.com. With EthosLife, you can apply in minutes, 100% online. Ethos offers affordable life insurance policies from top-rated carriers with no medical exam. Now you can sleep easy at night knowing your family's financial future is protected. Visit EthosLife.com and get your free life insurance quote today. Ethos Technologies, Inc. operates in California as Ethos Life Insurance Services. Not available in all states and prices subject to underwriting and certain health questions.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.